This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
The rights of the Québécois to self-determination and the issues of separation appeared to take a strange turn at the end of last year. On November 27th, the House of Commons voted to support a Tory government motion that said, quote, "The Québécois form a nation within a united Canada," end of quote. However, what this motion actually means and what its impact could be was not entirely clear. Richard Fidler has been following the issue, and he joins me now on the phone from Ottawa. Good morning, Richard.
Thank you.
I was in India when this motion was passed in Parliament, and it was the only item I read in the Indian press that had any news about Canada, and I couldn't figure out what had led up to this motion. Can you tell us?
The immediate context was the some events around the Liberal leadership race federally. The Quebec Liberals had proposed a motion that Quebec be recognized as a nation, distinct nation. Michael Ignatieff, one of the leadership candidates, had endorsed this proposition, which was then attacked by all the other leadership candidates. Stephen Harper, who is quite desperate to win support in Quebec, where his government is not winning great support at this time, mainly because of the war in Afghanistan and other unpopular things, saw an opportunity to embarrass the Liberals. The immediate thing was that in Parliament, the Bloc Québécois brought a motion forward for much the same reasons, which said that Quebec was a nation. Harper then tacked on his own amendment, a nation within a united Canada. So that's how it all came up. Well, in the end, most of the MPs voted for it, and then it ceased being an issue within the Liberal Party convention, which was shortly after that, in early December. So that's the immediate context. The broader context, however, is that, of course, there is an ongoing issue with regard to the problem that Quebec is not recognized as a nation in the Constitution and not de facto within Canada. Although in Quebec, there's a fairly broad understanding, even among Federalists, that Quebec has many of the characteristics of a nation and is, in fact, a nation. And certainly the majority Francophone population believes that, and in the last referendum in 95, voted by a substantial majority for a sovereign Quebec. This is an ongoing issue. The 1982 patriation of the Constitution did not recognize Quebec as a nation and left it substantially as one province among others. It had an amending formula in it that did not give Quebec any special recognition. It was a charter of rights that included certain provisions that were directed against Quebec's language legislation, which is absolutely central, of course. And the Meech Lake Accord or the Charlottetown Accord did not recognize Quebec as anything more than a distinct society and were rejected in the rest of Canada on those grounds. So this is an unresolved issue, and it keeps coming up, and it will keep coming up.
Can we look at this particular motion? You explained that it came out of sort of political opportunism, electoral considerations in a narrow inter-party basis. The wording of the motion is rather odd. On the one hand, in English, it refers to the French term Québécois to refer to the group that is a nation, and then it tags on within a united Canada. What's the significance that they use the word in the English version of the motion, Québécois?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I'd have to say that if it's a nation within Canada, it's, sociologically you have to say at least that it's a nation outside of Canada as well. It has to be a nation. Within nation raises a question. Is it only to be recognized as a nation if it stays in Canada? Well, this came up partly because the original Bloc motion in Parliament said in English, in the English version, Quebecers are a nation. And that was the English translation of Québécois, you see. The Bloc explained that they meant all people who live in Quebec constitute a nation. That's not to deny that there's a Francophone nation, if you want, the majority of the province of Quebec, but there's a wider concept of the nation within which the Quebec nation, the Francophone nation, sees the resolution of its problems as a nation. A number of people in Quebec pointed out that, in fact, it seemed to go back to a position that Harper has fairly consistently expressed since the 95 referendum and has never renounced, and that is that he believes that the nation is confined to those whose first language is French. And he uses this as a rationale to support the idea of the potential partition of Quebec in the event of a vote for secession from Canada. And he actually put a motion to that effect in Parliament as a reform MP back in just the immediate aftermath of the 95 referendum, when, as you know, Quebec came within a hair's breadth of voting for secession. This was also taken up by a number of people in the Liberal Party. Chrétien, for example, we learned from Eddie Goldenberg's recently published memoir, wanted to make this a concept even in the referendum campaign itself, but he was overruled by his Quebec supporters at the time. This is also a question that would come up. If you want, there's a precedent for this historically. When the British were finally forced to recognize the independence of Ireland, which was a colony of England, they separated out the northern six counties and called it Northern Ireland as a part and left it as a part of Britain. And so this is the kind of partition we have. Well, we know in recent decades what this has meant politically in Ireland. Of course, there is an unresolved national question there as well, and it has led to some very violent episodes.
So do you think, given the ambiguity of it and the fact that it's has many self-contradictions in it, that it's a nation but doesn't have a right to self-determination, that it's a nation only perhaps with regards to French first language people resident in Quebec, and so it could lead to the division of Quebec into Anglophone municipalities and Francophone municipalities, etc., etc. Is this something that's just going to drop like a stone in the next election? It was just served as its purpose of a little parliamentary dance between the different parties? Or does it have some resonance and some legs that will make it an item of dispute, controversy, and campaigning in the upcoming election?
Well, I don't know whether it'll come up in the next election, but it's certainly an issue that remains lurking in the background. In the next federal election, it's hard to see what the impact of this motion is actually going to be, since the Tories, Liberals, and Locke all supported it. I think in many ways the resolution has greater resonance in English Canada, where it raises the question of nation very acutely. As far as the partition issue goes, there hasn't been a big discussion of that. I think it's just something that keeps coming up as a possible response by some of the Federalists to any real movement towards secession in Quebec. There is a refusal there to accept that Quebec, as the existing territorial concept of Quebec, is in fact the repository, the terrain on which the Quebecois nation expresses itself. So questioning that really raises a big question about how sincere they are in their recognition of Quebec as a nation.
You've mentioned the Bloc and the Liberals and the Tories. What about the NDP position on this motion?
Well, the NDP motion, to tell you the truth, when I wrote, I think you mentioned my article in your introduction. When I wrote that, originally I was relying on press reports that said the NDP had voted for both Harper's motion and the Bloc motion, which left off within United Canada. Now, it turns out, in fact, someone drew to my attention that, in fact, the NDP had changed its position in the course of the debate. And they actually ended up voting against the Bloc motion on the grounds that they said it had a separatist dynamic to it, that if you didn't concede that Quebec was to stay within Canada, they could not support the motion. This is very strange because, in fact, the NDP made a big fuss at their last federal convention in Quebec City in September when they adopted a motion on a resolution on Quebec, which said that Quebec is a nation, and also said that Quebec had a right to self-determination. as usual, the NDP adopts resolutions and conventions and then in practice doesn't seem to follow through on them. And I think this was just another instance. The NDP has a big problem dealing with this. You recall that in the couple of federal elections ago, just a few years ago, Jack Layton came out against the Clarity Bill, for example. Now, the bill had been adopted with NDP support from the caucus. Layton immediately got himself in hot water with various NDP leaders across the country, including a couple of provincial premiers who said they disagreed with him. And then he backtracked on this, you see. So it's unclear where the NDP stands on some of these questions. I think the membership of the NDP has shown fairly convincingly that they are in favor of self-determination of Quebec and, in fact, would be sympathetic to a vote for secession of Quebec if that was clearly the expressed opinion of the Québécois. There's a lot of sympathy that way, but there's a real reluctance by many people in the NDP leadership to accept this.
Well, that's the question I'd like to close with, and that is, how do you assess the sentiment for self-determination or sovereignty among the people living in the territory of Quebec?
Well, there's been a fairly consistent support for sovereignty over the last couple of decades in Quebec. It wavers somewhat, but it's very close to half of the total population of Quebec, and it seems to be a majority sentiment, not a large majority at this point, but an ongoing majority sentiment in Quebec. What that means in practice, does it mean a fully independent state, totally independent of the rest of Canada? It's hard to say. I think Quebecers read different things into that. Certainly many of them want a fully independent state. Others may see this as simply a way of actually bringing the issue into the forefront and forcing the rest of Canada to renegotiate a new form of association between two states that are essentially sovereign, that is Quebec and English Canada, whatever you're going to call them, and to form a new relationship in which Quebec does have a very large measure of autonomy in all the matters of concern to it.
Well, thanks for speaking with us this morning, Richard, and I'll let people know how they can access the article you've written on the issue.
Very good. Thank you.
Take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Richard Fidler. He has written an article on the issue of the recent parliamentary motion for the Socialist Project, which can be found on the website. The best way to, simplest way to do it is to link through cooperadio.org/redeye, and you'll find the connection to Socialist Project there.